All right. It's showtime, yes. All right. Ah, okay. Well, how is it so far? Oh, good. Oh, now that's really high level, yes. All right. Well, we found that your inner child connected to your soul, your body, body, soul, loved having some extra attention paid to it. And indeed, what we had to do was to connect it into your flow. Somehow, it was outside of the flow. So we had to click you in, had to push your button, activate you, and get the soul, subconscious, unconscious connection connected in to your central energy, to your flow, to your dynamic. So from that we can see that it would be very helpful, very useful for you in your journey to regularly, somehow or another, to give some love to that part of yourself. And actually, you are part of it. The soul is bigger than you, the self, the identity, the physical body self. And you're only getting a very, very tiny part of the communication from it. But it's enough. And when you listen to it, you get heard. When you love it, you get loved. So love, touch, heal yourself by loving that part. And the connection in your power to that part of you somewhat on the thin side, because it's buffered with so much resistance, surrounding pain and hurt. And that's the place you put on weight, isn't it? That's one of the most common places, the stomach down to Tantien, down to the beneath the navel, this is the kind of area in here, the waist, etc. You put on weight there. We have a sense that when you're in connection with this and you get that connection and you start to feel safe, those of you who have extra pounds there may find them beginning to melt off. They're no longer needed. You don't need that buffer anymore. You don't need that calming agent of fat to keep your nerves from being strained. Right? And for some of you, that's all your overweight is. For others of you, have other interrelated issues. But now that all your issues are gone, right? Living a life in your juice, right? All right, so we'd like to conclude in the question and answer period, which is going to be quite rather brief, unless you have a really, really burning, necessary question. We ask that you, if you want to ask something, or if you want to raise your hand, if you want to participate in some way during this particular time, we ask that you give us a comment, something that maybe you learned while you were in this seminar, something that you're feeling or experiencing, or some kind of gift of awareness that you've received that you wish to share. If you have something like that you'd like to do, feel free to raise your hand. Otherwise, if you have a very burning question, then raise your hand for that. All right.
Okay. I can't see Galaxis, though, Daniel. So my question is more about what I'm learning, actually. So when I tune into my solar plexus, into my power, and ask what do I really want, what comes up is sex. And then I start having sexual energy flow, but then there's so much pain with that. So I'm in confusion as far as what's really my soul expression and what's suppressed sexual energy. And I wonder if you could contribute to that, please.
All right. Well, the thing is, when you ask soul what you want, soul cannot answer something as specific as a form as sex. What it's really telling you is, I want to feel good. I want to express. I want to let energy move. That's what it's telling you. It's not really telling you sex. That's your mind. Okay? Mind is way more interested in sex than the body, surprisingly. Right? People think, oh, the body, it wants pleasure, it wants sex. Yes, it does. But it's that kind of inner child part. It's that kind of the soul part. It's like, I want to feel luxuriously happy. I want to feel my energy flow. And for most people, feeling energy really flow, feeling the juice really move through, it's associated with sex. Or dancing, or something exciting, vigorous, passionate, enthusiastic. All right? So we would suggest that you don't ask what you want to the soul. You say, here's what I want. How do you feel about it? That way you get the feedback as to whether the form that you're focusing on is really accurate to you, is right for you. So if you say, okay, I want a whole bunch of sex, how does that feel to you? The soul will say, that'd be fun. But if you say, I want to go on a really great trip and a great adventure, how does that feel for you? Oh, that'd be fun. I would like to just lie around and do nothing for a day. Or maybe go and get a nice long massage. How would that do for you, soul? Yeah, that's fine. The toy the soul wants is to be able to express its uniqueness and to be who it is. So that's why you ask feedback from it. But don't ask it for the form, all right?
Yes.
Otherwise, you do get confused. Because your mind and soul may not be on this, may be interpreting everything incorrectly. The mind can read stuff into the soul, and the soul doesn't understand what the mind, when the mind says, I want money. I wish I had a lot of money. I would buy that big house. Soul doesn't get it. You ask for a house. I want that big house. Soul, how about that big house? Soul says, Soul doesn't get it, because what the soul wants is just to be free, to be itself, and to play. And a lot of you just don't play enough. You just don't play enough. You don't even know what it's like to play anymore. It's been so long, and you equate play with being a child. But you've gotten into being serious, and you're supposed to be adults, and you work. And so you really know how to work. You know how to earn. But what about play? Okay? It's time for you to mature your definition of play. And when you mature your definition of play, you may come across sex, drugs, and rock and roll, you know? But the soul isn't all that happy with stuff like that. But the soul will let you know how the energy is flowing. If the energy is flowing well, the soul will say, good. If the energy is not flowing well, there's a sticky point, the energy will give you a twist, a tension, a stress that you can figure out more what's going on, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Anyone have a comment or a final burning question?
I have a burning question, if I may.
Yes.
I'm at the tail end of a really intense journey. Over the last 2 years, I've been completing nursing school. And along the way, through all my clinicals, through my internship, I really felt like I was in my... When I was there, I didn't always know what I was doing, but I really depended on my gut to... And I always, before every single clinical, I would get so nervous, like, I can't be here. And I would just settle myself down by calling in my team and just saying, I really ask for you to be here with me today and to make the wisest choices and to be mm-hmm. the most grounded.
That's good, yes.
And it was... Through it all, I realized that I really want to be a nurse. Because along the way, I wanted to quit. it was hard trying to do my business and do the nursing school. But that's my schooling came to an end back in May, and
congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And I got licensed in July. But my question is I feel like there's something. Stopping, I mean, everything that was pointing me in the direction of this is the right choice to make, all of a sudden it seems like all the signposts are saying there's a halt put on. I'm getting no responses in terms of work, and mm-hmm. I'm wanting to know what your feedback is on that as far as there's seems to be all of a sudden a disconnect now that the momentum is gone from the schooling.
Well, first of all, you need to rest. Well, you haven't been doing a good job of resting. You'd have a tendency to overwork yourself, dear one, and keep on a focus. You want to be on a focus all the time. You've got to recognize that when you complete a huge project, you need to rest and integrate. Very relaxed, very, very gentle with yourself. Be very gentle with yourself. Don't worry about the job, but you've got to be gentle, gentle with yourself. All right? Number one. Number two, part of what turned you on about going to school for nursing was that you were excited about the process of learning. You love learning about this stuff. You understand? Oh, yeah, that was so much fun, learning about this, learning about that, putting this piece together with that piece, and experiencing it and being in that an atmosphere with other people learning and at a good pace. It was at a good clip, right? It really was stimulating to your brain. It stretched you. It moved you. A lot of your flow, a lot of the whole joy and the positivity of it was that, too. Right? So recognize that that's over. Now you feel it's stopped because that was a particular flow that came to a conclusion. And for you, you liked the process. In a sense, you could have continued going, even though it was rather rigorous. But there was a party that loved it, that could live in that atmosphere. Do you understand? Right? So what you want to do is recreate that atmosphere in some other form. Right? So yes, you don't work, perhaps you don't get a job yet, but can you go volunteer somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay. We suggest you go volunteer because that will get you back on your flow. Even if you're not making money, but if you're volunteering, you can get back into the flow, and in that flow, you can more easily, perhaps, bring in a job. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
It's about maneuvering the flow. You want to romance the flow, right? So you want to always make sure you've got some flow going. At the same time, you have to rest and integrate what has happened. And you haven't finished doing that yet, from what we can see. All right. What do you do? Well, how much time off do you take?
Sunday.
That's it?
Yeah.
1 day a week?
All I can do right now.
Oh, all right. Well, we would say then, when Sunday comes up, see if you can just take one Sunday, at least one Sunday out of three. Do it one Sunday, two other Sundays you may have to do catch up on this or that or do this or that. But one out of three, take it completely off and do nothing. And we mean that. You just hang around the house. You know, you're not going to be really bored. What you want to do, the intention is for you just to relax, rest, relax, quiet. Maybe listen to some beautiful music. Lie on the sofa and drift to some beautiful music. Or maybe just sit out in the backyard. Or maybe go to a park with the family. Okay? Mm-hmm. Just something that is totally off the treadmill. The achievement track. No achievement. Okay? You've been hardwired to achieve, 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 achieve. But in order for you to integrate this new flow, you need to have time away from achievement. So you don't think that way, don't feel that way. So you allow yourself just to be totally present in the moment and just, you know, drink in the sunshine. You know, just study a leaf. You know, just get with the present, okay? All right. And get up when you want to. Take a nap if you want to. Go to bed when you want to. Eat a snack when you want to. Don't regiment it. Don't plan and plot all day. You've got to be off the clock entirely. It's the clock that keeps everyone plugged in so beautifully to the social integrators. They learned that here you are on the physical plane wanting to play with time. So they're going to control time. They're going to control your time. And that way, they can get your energy. But you have to live in social integrators. You can't just live outside of them. You can step outside of them and find more of who you are and then step back in consciously. Live inside the social integrators with everyone else, but live it consciously. But for you, you need to have that break where you step outside and you do not answer the call of duty. Okay? Mm-hmm. We would say that that will probably put you into a better state of balance, which will allow you to get your job when it is appropriate for you, when you are ready and rested. Okay? All right. Thank you, dear one. Thank all of you. We thank all of you. Those of you who've asked questions, those who just listened, just thank you for all your participation. You experienced some new vibrations, some new energy, some new ideas in this seminar. And you are more now because of it. It stretched you. And as you stretch the social integrators too. They're always in dynamic flux. And the more that you can stretch you and stretch the social integrators, the more the social integrators will make you their favorite. They will give you the success, the energy, the love, the approval, that you no longer need, right? And because you no longer need it, it's no big deal. It just becomes natural to you, right? So let's do a meditation. Get yourselves comfortable. Get your body situated and balanced in such a way that it can be still for a chunk of time. You've been on a journey. You've been on a beautiful journey. You've gone down deep into the pits of soul, into the unconscious. You've touched the darkness. And part of your emergence always requires that you sit with the darkness. Because it's in the darkness, and it is the darkness itself, like night, that enables you to get in touch with yourself, enables you to heal, enables you to accept all of you. As they say, the good, bad, and the ugly, warts and all, those kinds of things. You accept all of you. You accept the dark of you, the light of you. Accept the weakness of you, accept the strengths of you. And so as you relax and calm your body and breathe comfortably, sit in the darkness. Sit in the depths of yourself, whatever that means to you, however you imagine it. Just be there, down deep in you. Your soul is down deep in you. Your soul has experienced woundings. It has experienced your neglect, your anger, your rage. It has experienced your fear, anxiety, tension. It has experienced the whole range of your emotions. And your soul still is waiting. What is it waiting for? It's waiting for you to acknowledge it. Waiting for you to identify, co-identify, co-align, coalesce, merge, get in tune with it. When we did the work with you individually just a little while ago, we touched you. We touched your abdomen. We talked to your soul. Said, what do you want? We knew that it wasn't going to give any answer in form. We knew it was going to give us an answer. We actually knew what the answer was. But we wanted to hear your soul say it. It's important for your soul, for you, coming through your body to speak your intention, to speak your choice, to speak what it is you desire, rather than letting your mind do it all. It's as if your soul moving through your body says, I want to be at peace. I want to be happy. I want to feel the love. I want to feel the divine expression. So tune in now. In that darkness, tune in to your soul, to your body, connection to soul. There's a part of your soul, the body part, that in conjunction with soul becomes your anima or animus. You have them both. in conjunction with your body, you have the child, the inner child. And now this is the spirit inner child, the spirit of the inner child. And what do children love to do? Children are very playful. They laugh a lot. Unless they're in a very scary household, which some of you maybe have grown up in. But children take their play seriously. The children know that they're playing. They know that they're creating imaginary characters, putting themselves into imaginary places, being and playing with identities that are different. They know this is play. By the time you grow up, sometimes you have forgotten. And you keep the seriousness, but you forget. You're pretending. So sense now your authenticity, whatever that means to you. Sense who you really are. Sense your essence. Just sense it. Just sink down into it as if it is your foundation. Your essence. That's unique to you. It's not like anybody else. It's just your spark, your energy, your way, your vibration. And like the soul, you have a desire too. You want to be happy. You want to feel love. You want to express the divine as well. So bring the mind and the soul together now. Bring the body, the animus, the spirit of the inner child, together with the mind, with the incredible awareness, perception of your mind, all the information in your mind. And now ask. Ask mind and soul to work together. Ask them to be your team. Mind up here, kind of floating around the brain. Soul down there floating in the abdomen. Not that they are really contained at all there. But feel between them a connection between brain and gut. Brain chemistry and gut chemistry is very, very similar. You've got neuropeptides down in the gut and that are in the brain. Hormones in the brain that are in the gut. They share the central sensing and knowing system. And with the activation of your power and in choice of intention, you manifest. So asking them to be together, to work together. In the past, the mind dominating the soul, ignoring the soul, talking over the faint whispers of soul. But now for them to work in unison, calmly, sweetly. Now dream. Dream for you. What is it that you would like? Dream with your mind first. Imagine. What is it you would like to have in your life? What are you willing to have? What do you wish to bring into your life? And it can be in form, too. Form, as well as feeling, as well as intangibles. Just see a scenario, what you would really like in your personal life. What do you think is the ultimate for you? The ideal for you? What would your ideal life be? How would you feel? Would you be in a partnership? Or would you be in love, several loving friendships? What is your temperament? What is it you want? Imagine it. See if you can make it a bit more detailed. Put some bright light on it. And when it starts to feel real good, go back down to soul and say, how's it going? Is this aligned with you? Is this clear with you? And feel. And feel soul. Now, you may feel in your body some tension saying, ooh, well, that's kind of big. And you say, well, yeah, I know it's an ideal. And ideals you never really get to. It's just a guidelines of where to go. Is this guideline work for you? Is this direction work for you? Feel. What does soul say? Is it smooth? Is it tense? If it's tense, that direction is not correct. And you give the soul another picture. A happier one, even. Or shift the forms in your imagination. Shift the way the manifestations look. It's not a big house on a hill. Maybe it's a little cottage by the ocean. Whatever. Shift it. Play. And ask again. Is this more accurate? Is this more in alignment? And if your soul's right off the bat saying, oh, this is great, I feel smooth, this is wonderful, then continue to imagine it with a bit more depth. Step into it now. Do not just look in from the outside. Step into this future. Be there in that ideal. Step into the ideal. Let it fill up your body, the energy of this ideal. Let it feel really good. Let the soul bubble happily. Let the mind be satisfied. Feel total satisfaction with this image, with this dream, with this vision, this ideal. Choose it now. Choose it. This is your direction. This is the goal. You're not going to make this particular goal, but it's going to line you up in the correct direction so that you can unfold the flow and receive the magic. So choose it now. I choose. Mentally, just choose. Yes. And choose that you deserve it. Because that's also your choice. You deserve to live this well. You deserve to be this happy. This is your reality. This is all your stuff. It's yours. All you have to do is basically claim it. You choose it. You claim it. You own it. It's yours. You have no debts, no guilt, no punishment, no burdens, duties, or obligations in the way. If you suddenly tense up when we talk about that, then take a breath and blow it away, like that. Okay, because you want to stay out of that stuff. All your duties and obligations need to be shifted into choice. You know how to do that. Everything that you do can be shifted into choice. You put it in your mind talk, you choose it, you're willing for it, and if you don't like it, you change it in some way. You let it go. Now, give of your love to your reality. Feel your heart chakra warm. Feel it a little tingly. Feel it expanding. Feel that love that's rolling around in there. Think of people you love, pet animals, spots in nature, maybe even a big tree. Think of everything that you love. Maybe doing a creative activity, you're filled with the love. Think of all the things you love and everything that you love. Feel it in your heart chakra. Put it in there. Expand it in there. Put it in there like a basket. Put your loves in your heart chakra right now till you start feeling really, really lovey-dovey for your life, for the things that are important to you. Take this beautiful love, build it. Build it more, make it more intense, build it brighter, bigger. Bigger, brighter, bigger, brighter. Woo, it's very bright now. Heart chakra, very bright, very full, very rich, filled with love. Directing it now. Out into your world. Directing it to you, yourself. You love you. Just smile. Hey, I love me. I love all my quirks, eccentricities, all my unique little things. I love that. I love that about me. I love me. And the world around me, I created this, co-created this. I love this too. I know it's perfect for me at this moment. It's lined up in synchronicity for me. And all the relationships I have are so lined up perfectly for me to know more of who I am. I am so grateful. I am so grateful to know this and to be here now at this place, energetically, spiritually, at this time. I accept that I am divine by my nature. I accept that I am loved. I accept that I do love. I accept that I deserve what I want. I owe no one. I need not earn anything. There's no earning. I'm willing to receive the gifts. I'm willing to give of my love. And my love ultimately is infinite. Because as I give love, I am replenishing. So I choose now to move towards this ideal as the light being, the divine being that I am, loving everyone on the way, loving my world on the way. And let yourself feel a little tingle all over. You realize there's a shimmer of blue-green light around you. It's been around you since early in this seminar. It has other colors in it that you've been perceiving. But it's our sparkle, our love, wrapping you up. We're with you. You only have to call on us. We're with you. We'll be very happy to help you in any manifestation you desire. Take all this love now, plus the love that we have, and we are wrapping around you. Take all of your love and our love together and give it to your soul now. Now give it to your mind. And if you give it to your mind, you will notice that your mind will feel more at peace. You're at peace. You're in love. In love with yourself, with life. And you give love specially to that ideal. Send some love to that ideal. Link up your heart chakra with that ideal. And then as you've stepped inside the ideal, send love from your heart chakra back to the you of today. Link up the present and the future. Create a life track of bliss. When you're aligned, you are in bliss. You are on your path, living your unique life. You, a divine reality creator, discovering more and more of who you are and what that means. Coming to a culmination, coming to enoughness of your personal mission. Expanding your self-image, expanding your identity, seeing who you are on a grander and grander scale. Seeing yourself no longer trapped, limited by social integrators. You can now look at your global mission. What did you want to bring to the planet? What is your gift? You bring who you are to the planet in whatever form you wish to express that is in alignment. Ask your soul now. How about a global mission? Is that in alignment with me? Feel. Let your soul speak. Let your soul whisper to you, smooth or tense, If it's tense, why? What is a global mission mean to your soul? It's a lot of work. Too big of a deal. If so, let it go. Let go of the global mission and say, okay, how about a gift just to the world somewhere in there? How about a smaller scale? Gift to the world. If your soul says yes, then expand it. Okay, how about a bigger gift? How about me sending love to the whole world? Me creating and sharing what I've created with the world, whether it's only a few people or millions. How does that align? Me meditating and reaching nirvana, reaching enlightenment, reaching full awakening. Maybe that's my gift to the planet. Feel. Is it? What does your soul say? How does it respond? Does your soul want your reality to be beautiful? Sure. Does a soul want to have fun? Yeah. Does a soul want a world that's safe and loving and supportive and kind between human beings? That's beautiful. It's a memory of another plane, of another level that you used to be on. Can you imagine it for the planet now? What you would like for the planet? There are places that in the world that need tremendous love. Are you willing to send some? Are you willing to gift yourself to the world? Knowing that as you give to the world, you get replenished even more. All right, send your love to the world now. You've been sending it, kind of broadcasting it out already, but now choose a place in the world. Choose a political hotspot or select a leader, a national leader, here or there. Select something that you feel needs to change, and as we said earlier, perhaps educating about and healing the man code would be helpful. Choose your issue, your theme, your desire, your intention. Choose it now. Choose it. Be with it. Feel it aligned with you. We're going to create a vortex around you. A vortex spinning around you. The vortex spins both ways. And it's spinning around your body. Just let it begin. Let the movement outside your body begin. Just sense it going around you one way or the other. Let it expand, get bigger, fill up the room. A bigger vortex now. And let it move faster. Let it have more density. Let it be higher and lower. So that it forms a column, a spinning column. Going deep into the earth, going high into the sky. We're with you. And at the count of three, we're going to remove from you, from your energy field, anything that stands in the way of your manifestation, way of the healing of the planet that you are sending, or your gift to be reaching people. Anything that stands in the way of your relationships, relationships of all kinds. Anything that stands in the way of you initiating a beautiful love relationship. Anything that stands in the way of you initiating beautiful friendships, works, relationships. Anything that stands in the way between your relationships with your spirit helpers, with your guides, with your mentors, masters, and spiritual teachers. At the count of three, give them to us. One. Two. And three. Easy. Let it go. Just easy. Let it go. Let it clear out. See, there's not so much now. You've let go of so much. All right. All the residuals of shame, guilt, fear, worry, dark emotions, duties and obligation, traps, contracts, implants, explants, you name it. Whatever's in the way of you being fully you and trusting that the universe will back you up. All the worry, all the insecurity. At the count of three, give it to us. It's a whole bunch of residues. One, two, three. Now, when you dump it into the vortex, it's just spinning out and being transmuted into light. So it's getting very, very bright around the world now. And you can let go of stuff to get it translated and transmuted and changed into light. And you can also, through the vortex, send by your intention something you desire to manifest. So now, imagine your dream, your ideal. Where are you heading? What's your direction? Imagine that life track for you. All the joy that's going to be between here and there. You feeling and knowing what it feels like. Yes, choosing that. At the count of three, let us, with you, take that dream and explode it all over the planet. So that it informs every molecule, every little piece of the illusion, of the intention, and begin to shape that illusion to come and bring to you that manifestation in the way most elegant and most beautiful and most aligned to you. At the count of three, your dream. To bring it and inform the world. Tell the whole world about it. Imprint it upon your world. So there's no other future that is darker that can intervene. Only a brighter future can intervene. And this is your ideal. You don't know that there's a brighter one anywhere. At the count of three, one, two, and three. Send it out there. There it goes. And waves, way out there, way, way, way out there, and waves it goes. And now what's your dream for the world, for the planet, for the people on the planet, for the environment, for the harmony of all, for the potential for the world, for clean energy, whatever it is. What is your dream? Maybe more than one thing. But if there's something that evokes more passion, something that pulls, that evokes more outrage, that moves into passion for you, that's so important for you. Focus on that. What you want for the planet, your gift of love, of healing, your choice, your intention. And at the count of three, you and we together are going to spread it out there and shift the frequency of the planet now. Shift it to be in alignment with you. All the cultures, everything in alignment with you. You may not think you're that powerful yet, but remember, this illusion is all yours. It's all yours. One. Two. Three. And it's all yours, so much so you can feel that your love is out there in the planet. Let yourself experience that the planet is made of love. Yes, the planet, or Mother Earth herself, is conscious, made of love. You are conscious, made of love. Every human being is conscious, made of love. Every rock, every hill, every mountain, conscious, made of love. Every tree, plant, animal, bird, insect, made of love. Every force of energy, the wind, clouds, and sky, water, flowing, fire, heat, cool, ice, everywhere, all the elements, all made of love, conscious, at their own level, vibrating at their own frequency. You in the midst, in the center of all these vibrations. Let yourself now recognize it. Honor, these are all your relations, as the Indian said. As the chief acknowledges in his ritual, to all my relations. They're all beings, all of manifestation, all of that which is. The divine, in its many, many, many myriad infinite forms and energies and frequencies. You, at the center of his creation. Let us assist you, let us help with you to feel that connection, to feel the oneness. Feel it. Let yourself be safe in the center of your universe, of your world, loved, being you. One with all, in union, free, empowered, loving, safe. Expand beyond your body consciousness. There is no place on this world where you are not. You are everywhere and nowhere. You were everything and nothing. Tell your mind, shh, 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 mind. Because you're not your mind, but your mind is you. All is you. All is love. Own this oneness, it's yours. Claim it, it's you. And at the same time that you're expanded to infinite dimensions, you who live on many dimensions at once, you find yourself back in your body now. But you're bigger, you're brighter, you're more than you were. Coming back into your body and body awareness, yet you are different. You have shifted something within you. You've connected to your essence and you have acknowledged all. So let your self open your eyes gently, gently. And know that you're going to be living your life on a daily basis, knowing fully at some point that you are living in an illusion made specifically and lovingly for you, by you, your choice. And with that power, with that responsibility, with that capability of choices, as you choose from your knowing, from your essence, from your soul, in a conjunction and collaboration with mine, your life becomes a dream, a beautiful dream. You did some transcendence here. Something has shifted. Let it be. Make sure that you rest and integrate enough tonight. Because tomorrow begins yet another busy day, an active day, back on focus. But the self you will bring to that day, that you will bring to that focus, is new, is different. We have so enjoyed working with you at this time. We look forward to any time in the future when we have the opportunity to work with you again. We also appreciate those of you who work with us by calling us in at night or during your day. I know that any time you listen to any of these CDs or sound files, every meditation, everything that we do when we talk to you through CD, sound file, or in person, it has an intention for you to be true to you, to shine your light that's unique to you in the most happy and glorious way. So call on us whenever you like. Call on us when you go to bed at night. Say, hey, galaxies, and sense yourself floating through a starry sky. Since those stars move above you and to form a bright star, sending a column of light down and around you, wrapping you up, let yourself receive our love, our nurturing, our care. and give us something to do for you. We love to do that. Give us something to heal. Give us something to clear. Give us a task to align some things for you. And then go to sleep. As we say, we always like to work with you when you're asleep because you can't resist. And since it's your choice for us to work with you, we have free rein. And we enjoy it so much. We appreciate it. It is a privilege and it is an honor for us to be able to work with you. You have no idea what spiritual giants you are. You have no idea how big you are and what big role you play in this illusion, in this life. It's huge. It's enormous, but no big deal. Living your life in the flow, smoothly, naturally, living the bliss of an ordinary day. We wish this for you. But now, you have time. We don't have time. And we must go. We only appear to go. Like you, we're everywhere and nowhere. But we look forward to our next meeting and connection. We surround you with light and love, dear ones. Farewell.